So how's your day going?
I just got back from a nice walk today.
How much have you walked today?
Oh, Lord, Jerome, let's see. I guess altogether I've walked about 2 hours.
My goodness, Mom. If you've just got back in, it may be a good idea to check your sugar. You may need to eat something if you walk that much.
Well, I'll check it when we get off the phone, and I got plenty of time to eat something. I can tell when it's dropping, Jerome.
Okay.
And it's not dropping right now.
Okay.
So how are you today?
I'm good. It's Saturday, so I got the day off, and I'm just enjoying having a little free time. My job keeps me busy, and it's just nice to have a mental break every now and then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Run away sometimes, Jerome.
Oh,
don't tell them where you are.
I'm gonna run away from work.
Yeah, and this is what you write them a note saying. Finders keepers, losers weepers. So long, weepers. No, I just went for another walk. Was nothing to do. Nobody's here. I don't know where Bill and Betty are. They're probably at David and Katie's.
Yeah. Well, actually, I just called down there. I was looking for you. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and while you were out walking, and uh-huh. I called down there and I said, "Had she been by?" And they said you stopped by a little bit.
Okay.
So,
and now I'm at home in my house, safe and sound, not going out no more today.
You know, Betty has been on the sick side lately, so I know they. I'm trying not to call down there as much unless I absolutely have to.
Jerome, what's been wrong with Betty?
Well, she thinks she may have the start of what her mom had, which was congestive heart disease.
Ooh.
But then she's also had some, pollen allergies this season. She said they're really bad and she's having trouble breathing. And you know, they're a few years older than you, Mom, and I think their age is just really starting to show.
And, Jerome, I don't know how much my walking helps me, but I think it helps me a lot.
I think so, too.
And, you know, they don't do anything like that. You know what they think the best exercise is? Sit down at the table and your elbow from your plate to your mouth.
Lift one bite of food, lift a second bite of food.
By swallow, do it all over again. But anyway, that's my last walk-in for today, because it'll be getting dark here in just a little bit.
Okay. So.
And I'm in for the night.
All right.
Have you had a good day, Jerome?
I have. It's like I said, it's Saturday, and I'm just enjoying having the time off.
Good. Keep back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
So when I went walking, I thought I might stop by Bill and Betty, but then it was, you know, I thought, well, I'll be here an hour if I stop, and I didn't want to stay that long.
Yeah.
So I just came on home.
Well, good. I'm glad you got some walking in. Mom, can I talk to you about something a little bit serious? Is this a good time?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, I'm hoping, you know, we've had this pandemic going on, and I've not been able to travel to come see you now in about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping to get my vaccine in the next month or two, and as soon as I can, I want to come see you for a couple of weeks.
Love it, Jerome.
Yeah. But
now, I don't have my vaccine yet. Maybe I can get mine when you're here.
No, you did have your first shot at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
And you'll get your booster at the end of the month. And Bill will take you, and he and I are both on top of it, and we'll remind you. And so don't worry. You're gonna get that booster shot.
And then I'll be through with it.
For at least a year, they're thinking. We may have to get another one next year, but But yeah, you'll and it, so as soon as so you'll be safe and vaccinated. And once I can get vaccinated, I want to get out there and spend a good couple of weeks walking and catching up and having a good time.
That would just thrill me to death for you to be here.
Yeah.
For us to river walk. Stop by, what's the eating place right down at the end of river walk?
Starbucks
and get some coffee.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to do that.
So I want to do that, and I want to, but you know, I'm not able to come out there right now, but I will be soon. But in the meantime,
yeah.
Jeff is just getting more and more insistent that he thinks you should go to assisted living.
No, Jerome, I would swivel up and die. I do not want to. There's no need for me to be there, Jerome. Function good, I pay bills and everything else.
I think you do really good, Mom. I know, you know, you're getting older. We all are getting older, and if I have the same opinion that you do. I think you're doing fine staying at home. But
you know why Jeff wants me in assistance living? He don't want to have no part of doing anything for me. Well, I've never asked him.
Yeah.
I don't need him.
He's
taking care of myself.
He and I have had a difference of opinion for a while about this issue, and I'm trying, honestly, I don't talk to him too much because he makes me mad, and it's about this issue. And
Jerome, would I be out of line if I said I'd rather be dead than that? I don't think that's the way they are.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Mom, just because, you know, they might use that against you to say, well, you know, she's suicidal, so she needs, you see what I'm saying?
Jerome, let's pray about Jeff not being able to do this.
Yeah, we will, but just, you know, I just want to make sure you're aware of what's going on, and know that I am here to, you know, support you, Mama. All I want is for you to be healthy and happy.
And I'm capable of being on my own here, Jerome.
Yeah. If you were to tell me, hey, I want to go to assistance living because, you know, I get lonely, or if you said you thought you needed more care, you know, then I would be the first one to drive you over there if you told me that's what you wanted.
Okay, now, Jerome, how do we stop Jeff from doing this? Because you know how bullheaded he is. He will not stop until he slaps me in a home somewhere.
Well, to be honest, the reason I think he hasn't done it yet is he doesn't want to pay for it.
Oh, he would have to pay for it?
I think the only way, so legally, no one can put you in a home unless he were to declare you incapable, okay?
And I'm not incapable, you know, am I?
No, you've...
I take care of my bills and everything else.
Yeah, you know, we're all getting older, we're all a little weaker, we don't quite remember as well as we used to, but no, you're really capable. But like yesterday, Jeff is going on, well, Mom doesn't bathe anymore, and she doesn't wash her dishes anymore, and every time I go up there... Yeah.
How does he know what goes on here?
Yeah, and I said, Jeff, Mom and I get on Skype, and I can see their house, and the house looks fine, and I let my dishes go a few days myself sometimes, and I don't think that's not a reason to move me into a home. So,
is there anything I can do to stop Jeff from doing this? He will not stop until he has me put away somewhere.
Well, don't I'm keeping an eye on it, and I don't think, again, because he's afraid of the financial responsibility, I think that's what's keeping him from acting on it right now. I think the best strategy is to not say anything, but just be aware, and if you notice anything suspicious, let me know.
First chance he gets, he will slap me somewhere and get me out of the way.
Well, I don't think you will because it your check would not be enough to cover the cost, Mom. And I don't think he would do that unless he's. So what I would say is two things, Mom. If Jeff ever asks you to sign anything, don't unless I'm there, okay?
I will not. I will. I'll say I don't sign anything unless Jerome reads it and approves it. How about it?
That exactly. And
Okay.
say I want the decision made by both of my sons. I don't want, so I won't sign anything unless both of my sons are here.
Okay.
And never, never, never take a pill Jeff gives you. If he ever,
No.
he tried to do that once, and I caught him, and that's why to this day, very often when you take your meds in the morning, I will ask you to count the pills, and that's to make sure that he hasn't snuck anything in again. So that's the other thing I'm watching him on. I'm afraid he will either try to get you to sign a document. Mom, he's difficult with everyone. It's not just you, okay? He gets I mean, look at him, Mom. His marriage fell apart because he's got a mean streak. He's never had a really, his relationships fall apart because he has a mean streak. He's done me dirty a few times, and I've never done anything to him. So he's just, some people are just on the mean side, Mom, and that's my impression. Yeah. Yeah. So,
Did you make decisions for
but just be aware. Don't sign anything. If he ever asks you to
No.
sign anything, refuse. And again, because he's tried it before, just try to sneak a pill in that would have made, I'm trying, what's it called? It's in like an antipsychotic medicine. He tried to sneak you in once, sneak in once.
See, I don't even know what that medicine's for, Jerome.
That's what you give. That's medicine that you give to mental patients when they're out of control.
Okay.
And so.
Jerome, if he ever brings any pills here, I'm going to say nothing unless Jerome approves it.
Yeah, that
If
would.
he says Jerome has approved it, I'll call him and ask him.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, so
Jerome,
that was
what?
kind of like a tranquilizer was what it was. He tried to sneak in. Mom, I'll tell you my honest opinion.
Okay.
Okay? I think Jeff was traumatized by the divorce, and he is still broken about that. But because he's broken, he's developed this mean streak. He's angry at everyone, at the whole world. And that's my opinion. I don't know.
Regarding this, you got a moment?
Oh, and yeah, we can talk as long as you want. So let's bow our heads.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Come, dear Heavenly Father, for your will and your way to be done in my life. If your will and your way is done in my life, it'll be right, Father. I don't want anyone making decisions for me except you or Jerome, Father. It's the only two people I trust. Don't let Jeff have any say over me, Father. Please, in the name of Jesus, you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened. I ask you, I open my hand to receive. Don't let Jeff make any decisions about me, Father. If you have to give him laryngitis so he can't speak, don't let him make any decisions about me. Jerome, he hates me.
Mom, I think I think on some level he's just a sad little boy who never got over something that was hard on him when he was little, and the right thing to do is what you just did, to pray and just be aware of this. And again, if he asks you to sign anything and I'm not there, please just don't sign it.
I'll just say leave it here and I'll let Jerome read it.
Yeah.
And then I'll get by with that.
But, you know, he's, again,
Jerome,
he...
if they say they've got his signature on something, I want to see it and I want to compare it with what we have.
Okay.
To see that this is just, why is he so mean to me? Why does he hate me? Did I do something to him to make him hate me?
Well, you've told me before that he, you think he never got over the divorce, and sometimes I think that's the case too.
I think it is too, Jerome. But he's a grown man now. He understands how that things happen.
Yeah.
But he's...
But I don't want you to be upset, Mom. I mean, I just want, you know... I mean, well, it's upsetting, so I'm... But, you know, I want you to know we're keeping an eye on it, but I thought it was important to talk to you about.
What do I look for in the signs of him about to do something to
me? Well, he can't do anything without you signing a document, so I would never sign a document.
Okay. And if he says he has a document with my signature on it, I want it to be taken to a person that can analyze my signature.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, because he tried to sneak a medicine into you normally do. You have four prescriptions that you take every day, and that's prescribed by your doctor, and it's for your diabetes and blood pressure and other conditions.
Yes.
But last year, Jeff tried to sneak another one in, which was like a tranquilizer. And so that's the main reason every morning when you take your meds, I know I often ask you, can you double check and tell me how many pills you have?
Okay, keep on asking me that every morning.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerome.
To make sure he hasn't snuck in another little tranquilizer or something that he could use to try to have you declared incompetent. So,
Jerome, he is a very mean person, isn't he?
I don't know if he's. I mean, he has a mean streak. He's got a real selfish streak,
and he's got a temper.
But again, honestly, I don't think he'll do anything because I don't think he wants the expense of what it would cost if he did it without your approval and my approval, he would be financially liable.
Okay.
So that's why I think that's why I have good reason to think he won't do anything, just because of his own financial selfish interest.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, I mean, and I'm sorry, I wish I wasn't having to talk about this.
Make it another time when I feel better. So I don't want him here, Jerome. I don't want to see him.
I mean, just tell him what you feel, but...
Just tell him that I know he's not a trustworthy person and I don't want him here.
Well, I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't set him off. I would just... say, I don't know if I'm up for company today or something.
Yeah, Jerome, you know what he's got going for him?
What?
Bill likes him.
Yeah.
And he will use Bill for anything. So how do I don't know what to do. I just know to pray about it and let God take care of it, Jerome.
Yeah.
God knows what kind of person Jeff is.
Yeah, no. Again, Mom, if you are having some serious health issues, or having some other problems, or you just wanted company, and you wanted to move in assisted living like May is, I am happy to support you. I would be happy to drive you over there and help you move in, if it's your decision and what you want.
It's not my decision, Jerome.
Yeah.
I do not, if I thought I needed to be there, but Jerome, I know how to pay all of my bills. I know how to do everything that needs to be done here. And I don't think I need to be over there. And I don't think I would be happy over there. I think I would be miserable over there.
And that's what's most important to me. If I want you where you're happy and healthy, and
yeah, me too. And that's right here in this house till the day I die.
Yeah. And so.
How did I end up with a son like him?
Oh, you always told me grandmother and granddaddy spoiled him.
Well, that's one of the big things they did. He was the first one that. I don't know if he was the first one that came along, but he was the first one to say evil.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But that is on my prayer list for tonight, Father. Jerome, is to ask the Heavenly Father not to let Jeff do anything.
He's just done some things that have shocked me, Mom, and I'm just real cautious around. He's my brother. I love him. I'll always love him. But when people show, you know, like they say, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And so I'm just real cautious around him, and he's lied. He's, yeah.
And you're wrong. He's got Bill, though. Bill thinks he's a real good person.
Yeah, but you know, when the refrigerator you have in your kitchen, Jeff brought up there a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. and your refrigerator had stopped running, and I wanted to just buy you a new one. You and I talked about it, and you told me the kind you would like, and I was ready to buy you a new one. And have it sent, and Jeff said, no, I've got, Jeff has just bought a second home on a lake,
yeah.
And but it had a refrigerator he didn't want to use, so he said, I'll bring Mom that refrigerator.
Is that the refrigerator I got now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, and I said, well, that's going to be a lot of trouble to get up there, and he said, no, and I said, well, how are you going to get... He said he was going to ask Bill to help. And I said, Jeff, Bill is in his 80s. Let's not get Bill to help you carry a refrigerator up Mom's back steps.
No.
And I said, hire, because you can always find... If you ever need to move something, you can usually go to, like, where the U-Haul place is. And there's always some guys who will be out there looking for a little extra money, and they'll help you move stuff. And I said, Jeff, go to the U-Haul place and hire some of those guys, and I'll pay for half of it. But did he know he got Bill to help him? And, you know, and luckily nothing happened, but Bill is in his 80s, man, and I didn't think he should be helping Jeff with that, you know?
Getting it up those back steps,
yeah.
Getting it into my kitchen, that's too dangerous. But Jeff doesn't care. Jeff just wants what he wants.
And sometimes, I mean, I've learned I don't even say anything to him anymore, Mom, because when I tell him something, I think it makes him want to do even more, just because he knows it'll tick me off if he.
Yeah.
So.
Jerome, I don't even know how to handle this. So I don't know what to do.
Well, there's nothing to do, Mom. And look, I think probably he won't do anything because he's afraid of the financial responsibility. But just in case he tries to pull something, and I just want you to be aware, and I would say don't sign anything if he asks you to. And we'll continue to always keep a close check on your medications to make sure he didn't try to sneak another pill in.
Coming home this week.
Yeah.
But he did. And I'm glad he did, Jerome. I'm not really spending time with him.
Well, and, you know, and but you know, he'll I'm sure he'll pop in, and I would say just act like nothing's going on, and but just be cautious and don't sign anything. If he ever asks you to sign anything, be very careful.
No, I won't. And if he keeps coming to see me, I'll start asking him for money. That'll hit below the belt. He won't be able to do that.
Yeah,
he will. I mean, he would be able to do that, but he won't do that. Now, that's hitting him where it hurts.
Yeah. You know,
I can't believe I have a son that's like that's me. I just don't know.
Well,
I have no desire to see him. If you were to tell me he was coming here for Saturday or Sunday, Jerome, I don't even want him to come. How do I get out of that?
Yeah, you could just say, you know, I'm feeling kind of draggy today, and I think I would rather put off the visit to another time, you could say.
Okay. And I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray for God to not let him try to pull anything over on me.
Yeah.
Because you know how conniving he is.
Yeah.
And I don't trust him.
We saw what he did to Susan, so yeah, we know how conniving he is.
Yeah. Jerome, she probably put up with a lot of shit that we never knew about.
I expect Susan did, and a lot of the other girls he's dated. I think that's probably the case.
Yeah, he doesn't bring his girlfriends home to see me, and I'm really, really glad, because I don't feel like entertaining somebody that's just going to be an in and out person.
Yeah.
You know, so if he says he's going to bring somebody home, I'm going to just gonna say, let it be another weekend. I'm just not up to company.
Yeah.
But, where did he get his ways from?
Yeah, like, you know, like we were saying, you always said that grandmother and granddaddy just spoiled him rotten.
They did. They absolutely did. Because he was the first, not the first grandchild, but he was the first one that they knew. Because
yeah.
They knew
we
were in France when
Tina
was born.
So, he's,
Pray about it, Jerome. Pray that for God's will to be done, and don't let Jeff make any decisions that would be harmful to anybody.
Yeah, and again, if this is something that you want to do, Mom, if you ever tell me, you know, that you want to go to assisted living, that you get lonely because you're by yourself a lot and you would like to have company, or you don't feel like you're able to take as good a care of yourself anymore, you know, I'll be the one to drive you over there and help you move in, you know?
I'm not gonna say that, Jerome, because I would not be happy over there. I'd be happy here in my own home.
Yeah.
And I would not be happy over there, and I don't ever want to go over there. I'm perfectly happy where I am.
Yeah.
And there's just no need for me to have to move.
I think if you ever had some sickness, you know, I think we could first try some in-home help, you know. But again, it's very important for me that you're happy and that you are in control of decisions about your life. Well, no, this is coming from Jeff, Mom. Jeff is the one who keeps talking about
putting me somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm no problem to Jeff. Why would he care if I stayed here?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, he comes up once or twice a month, and he does refill your medicine tray, and
yeah.
and he'll take you for groceries, and y'all will and have a nice day together, and y'all often go down to Bill's and stay, and I'm glad he does that, and I'm glad y'all visit, and Well, no, I would say keep doing that. You know, he's your son, and focus on what you love about him. But just be aware that this is going on, and if he ever asks you to sign anything, don't sign it without me there. That's the main thing I would say.
I won't. And if he says, "Well, Jeff can see me sign it," I'm gonna say, "No, both of them. Yeah. Jerome's gonna be in on it."
Yeah. So that's how I would handle it, Mom. If it's just that's the main thing to be aware of. If he asks you to sign a document, I won't sign it unless Jerome is here too.
That's right, and I won't, Jerome, because you know I don't know what these documents are about. You would know, and I don't want Jeff making decisions over them. I want you to make a decision. I trust your decision, and that's what I would want.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, Jerome, let me have a prayer, okay?
Absolutely, Mom.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. He said, "What things soever you desire for your friends, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Father, you know what the situation is with Jeff. You know Jeff better than we do, Father. And I don't want him to make a decision for me. Dear Heavenly Father, please take care of this. Don't let him make any decision. It's not a good decision that I know about and Jerome knows about. Help me, please, Father. I just don't trust him. I wish that I did, but I do know him, and I just don't trust him. Please keep us safe, dear Heavenly Father. Take care of the situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. But yeah, I don't want you worrying, Mom. This is nothing to worry about. But I do want you aware of it, and like I say, don't sign a document he would ask you to unless I'm there.
I won't.
Yeah, that's the main way you protect yourself.
Jerome, I don't even want him here anymore. The next time he tells me he's coming here, I don't want him to come. I think I'll tell him I'm not feeling well, or I've already got plans or something to keep him from coming.
You certainly have or you know, let him come, and you know, love what you can about him, and enjoy the company, and but
what'd you say, love what I can about him?
Yeah, that's
there's nothing left there to love, Jerome. I know how he is now, and there's just nothing left. I don't trust him. There's nothing left to love. It would just be bothersome if I knew he was coming. And then he wants to go to Bill. Well, see, Bill's blinded to Jeff. Bill thinks he's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's not. How do I get this across to Bill? How do I say to Bill, "Bill, beware of what he tells you. He doesn't tell the truth every time." Do I say that the wrong?
You can, yeah.
Okay. If,
you can, just, I wouldn't make, you know, wouldn't make a big scene of it, but just, you know, and you know, don't say it when you're feeling emotional, but just say, "Bill, I just want to give you one, you know, word of sisterly advice, and this is about my own son, so I know what I'm talking about. Jeff can be kind of two-faced, so be careful," or however, whatever your words are. Yeah, I've just learned to be careful around him. He's my brother, and I'll still be around him for different functions, and maybe, you know, again, you know, he lies, Mom. One thing I've learned is the way he lies, and I do believe that people who lie like that, they're often troubled on the inside, and I just pray for Jeff to whatever is troubling him, that he can get beyond it. And
Jerome, it just seems like lying comes too easy for him. He practices it too long, and it's just real easy for him to do that.
Yeah.
He can just come up with a reason in a split second.
Yeah, he's told me some whoppers, I tell you, and so that's why I'm cautious about him and just take most every.
Let me have prayer for Jeff, okay?
Absolutely, Mom.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of you, Father. I come to talk to Jeff. You know him better than Jerome and I know. You know what kind of a person he is. You know what his faults are. You know what he does that's not true. Father, I lift all of this up to you, and I pray, please, dear Heavenly Father, stop him telling lies. Stop him from stretching the truth. Stop him, Father, from making things, saying things that would make him look good, Father. Please, Father, let everybody see Jeff for who he really is. He doesn't need to lie and pull things over on people. Pray, Father, that you will stop it. In the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, stop it. Put our family back together again with love, and let us love one another, care for one another. I lift this prayer up to you and wait with great expectation for your answer. I love you, dear Heavenly Father. Amen.
And that was a pretty prayer, Mom. Mm. And
there's no need for these lies. I mean, some words I've read, if a man's not good at his words, you know, he's not much good.
Yeah.
And that's truth. If he's not as good as his word, there's not much truth left in him, and there's not much to believe.
Now, one of the things he was telling me just yesterday when we talked, and again, I don't talk to him much these days, Mom, because he was telling me that one reason he thinks you need to go to assisted living is he says you're not bathing and you're not washing your dishes and you're not washing your clothes.
Jerome, that is the biggest lie I've ever told. There's not a day goes by unless I was running 1,000 temperatures.
Yeah.
And I don't get in the tub and take a bath.
That's
I do my laundry and everything. Jerome, I wish the lies that he's telling would be turned around and put on him. Mm. I really wish that. I don't, Jerome, it's hard for me to believe I have a son that's like that.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I know myself. About a year ago, right after the pandemic started, my dishwasher broke.
Uh-huh.
And I can't even use the sink in my kitchen because it's on the same plumbing system. But luckily, right outside my kitchen, there's a door that goes to my garage, and I have a utility sink in my garage.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's a big sink. It's bigger than a normal sink, a lot bigger. And so that's ever for the last year, that's where I go to wash my dishes. But I don't wash them every day. I live by myself, so it doesn't make sense to wash them every day. So I'll let them pile up, you know, I'll rinse them so that no bugs are going to get in there, but the actual washing I'll only do every 3 or 4 days, you know, when I have enough to do it. And again, I let my dishes pile up too, but if you know Jeff is coming to your house and you have some dishes, I would say go ahead and wash them so he won't complain about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's about.
I just don't trust him anymore, Jerome. I hate to say this about him, but I don't care if he comes or not, Jerome, because I don't trust him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that anything he does or says is not true, that he's just conniving to get us away about something.
Well, just, yeah, I would, you know, he's your son, and you'll always love him, and I say, you know, a mother should always welcome her son, But just be careful, and the main thing would be about signing a document. You know, that would be the thing I would.
I won't sign nothing. If he asks me to sign a document, I'm going to say the only way I would sign a document, Jeff, is if Jeff and Jerome were here to see what I was signing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I would ask you to do, so.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, you know, y'all's business if I'm signing something. It will affect y'all, too. So I'm not going to sign nothing unless y'all hear, read it, and know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, just be a little careful again.
I will be.
And if you know he's coming, and you haven't washed your dishes yet, don't let him. Go ahead and wash them so he won't make a stink about that. And you know, he was like, every time I'm at her house, I have to do the dishes. She won't, you know, she's not washed. You know, he says you don't bathe, and I just can't believe that. And yeah.
Maybe they were from lunch and I haven't washed them yet. But Jerome, he's mean to me. He must hate me. Does he hate me because I divorced his dad?
I don't think he hates you, but I think he's broken inside. I think he never got over that, Mom. And I don't know if you can help him over it, or I don't know what he needs.
I can't bring it up. I'm gonna talk to God about it and let God take care of it.
Yeah. He and Dad were real close, and I mean, I love Dad. I mean, I love Dad too. And it was the divorce. A divorce is hard on a child, Mom. It was hard on me, and it was hard on Jeff. I won't make bones about that. But I also, well, you've said many times that it was the worst mistake of your life, and if you could do it over again, but I know I've made mistakes when I was younger too, and we all make mistakes, and Lord knows Jeff did some really mean things to Susan.
Oh yeah, he did. Absolutely, he did.
So I don't see how it's up to him to point fingers.
Yeah. Now I can't go back and change it. I've talked to God and I'm sorry for my sin, but I can't go back and change it. I can say I'm sorry if it's wonderful, and if it's not, there's nothing I can do about it.
No, you know, it's. I mean, really, once we turn 18, we're kind of. We can't point fingers at Mom and Dad anymore. We have to take responsibility for everything about our lives, including our attitude.
Yep.
And
I can't change what I did back then, Jerome. I pray to God for forgiveness. If God forgives me, I figure, you know, the rest of the world can if they want to, and if they want to hold on to a grudge, that's their business. But I can't make people forgive.
You know, so that could be part of it, but I think part of it is the other thing you said, that grandmother and granddaddy just spoiled him rotten.
They did. I mean, he was the little perfect person.
Yeah.
And nobody is perfect. I mean, he was just a little mean boy.
Yeah. But he just thought, and I've definitely seen that side of him, he just thinks the world has to revolve around him.
And you know, he had mentioned something about he might would come home this weekend, and I said, well, you know, let me know. But he didn't let me know, and I didn't call and ask no more because I didn't care where he came or not. I was kind of glad that he wasn't. He's a pain in the rear end when he's here.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I hope that I'm telling you this because I want you to be a little careful. But he's your son. You'll always love him, and I want y'all to enjoy each other's company and spend time together. But just be a little careful if he ever asked you to sign a document and I'm not there.
I'm not gonna sign anything.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I don't sign anything unless Jerome has read it too. That's the truth, Jerome. I'm not gonna sign something because he wants me to sign it. It's gonna be you have to want it and Jeff has to want it too.
And
I'm not gonna sign it just because
And he may try to trick you. He may try to say you're signing something else. So that's why I say anything at all he might ask you to sign, tell him you'll only sign any document with both your sons in the room.
That's right, and that's the truth.
And
I'll say I can get them both here at the same time on a weekend, and if this is what they want.
Yeah.
But, Dad Jerome, I know you'll be smart enough not to want anything like that done. What do you think about Jeff? Does he trust something that anybody says?
I honestly don't know what to think about him, Mom. And he's this is an issue. You know, for years, for. I think Jeff was ready to put you in a home 10 years ago, and I think that's just because he didn't want to, you know.
Deal with me divorcing his dad.
No. This was only about 10 years ago when you were first 70. He was like, well, Mom's getting on up there. Maybe we ought to look into getting her into a home. And then every time you've been in the hospital, we will say, well, maybe it's, you know, she had to go to the hospital, so maybe we need to put her into a home and or assisted living or what have you. And
where would I go to have an evaluation of my mind?
No, your family physician could do that, Mom. You could do that, yeah, but I wouldn't do that unless Jeff really starts pushing. I wouldn't, you know, I don't see any need to do that unless he really starts pushing.
Jerome, Bill thinks he rises the sun.
Yeah.
He's got Bill so brainwashed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do I do this?
I don't know. I don't know that you could. I think it's something he would have to learn himself about Jeff. But
and Jeff's got it well covered up in front of him.
I know.
Don't pray about it tonight. Let's you and I agree that we're going to pray to God tonight about Jeff.
Okay, let's. Let's have a word right now. Dear Father, Mom and I come together to ask you to help Jeff, Father. Jeff is a person who has an outer meanness, but we know, Father, that people like that often have hard, broken issues happening inside them, Father. So we ask you to heal his heart, Father, and to make him a better son and a better brother, Father, so that he can move beyond any feelings of hatred or resentment, and so that he can see your love all around, Father, and engage with the world with love and not in a spirit of hatred, Father. Please heal his heart, Father, and help him be a better brother and especially a better son. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we'll bring this to you and lay it at your feet, Father. It's a family problem, Father, that I don't want to tell. I love Jeff and Jerome, Father, and I want your will to be done for Jeff and Jerome. I know that you love them, Father, and I know that you've taken care of them. I pray that you always take care of them, Father. Always lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you have to go. I love you, dear Heavenly Father. My trust is in you. My prayer is in you. Please send your help. Please send your help and fill us all. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
So I think I'll go get another walk in, Jerome, and see if I can calm down, okay?
Yeah, are you hungry? I did send your lunch over. I don't know if you ate it or not. It was chicken with vegetables.
No, it's in my refrigerator. I'll eat it when I get back, okay?
Have you eaten anything since breakfast, though? It's almost...
No.
And it's almost about to get dark, Mom. Hang on, let me check something real fast. What time does the...
Okay.
It may be too late for you to get a walk in. You may be... It may be about to get dark out there. Let me double check.
Okay.
Yeah, your sun is going down in about 15 minutes.
Well, that's not enough time for me to walk.
Yeah. So I'll...
Okay, I'll go get some chicken stuff out of the refrigerator and eat it, okay?
Yeah. And Mom, we're going to let go and let God. And,
yeah.
But just
sometimes that's hard to do, isn't it, Jerome?
It is. It is. I have to remind myself that all the time. And, I just wanted you to be aware and be a little careful around Jeff. That's the main thing I want to tell you and leave you with right now is just be a little more careful around him.
Jerome, you know my biggest problem with Jeff is when he comes home, Bill adores him.
Yeah.
Bill thinks everything Jeff says and does is right and good and wonderful, and it's not, Jerome. I have him pray, Jerome, for God to open Bill's eyes and let him see the real person, okay?
Yeah, we'll do that. And
yeah, maybe if he prays about it, maybe God will reveal some things to Jeff.
Yeah.
I hope so. I love you, Jerome. Thank you for your help.
I love you, Mom. And again, you know, all that matters to me is that you're healthy and happy. So
yeah.
As long as you want to stay in your house, and as long as you're in good health, you know, and able, and even if you needed a little assistance, I would say, and you want to stay in your home, we could do something like that. But, you know,
I want to stay here, Jerome. Yeah. I don't think I would be happy anywhere else. I want to stay right here in this house until God calls me home.
You know,
unless I get to where I'm not capable of thinking right and wrong, but Jerome, I want you to be the one that makes the decision on that. I mean, Jeff would say, oh no, she needs to go. She should have gone 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He hates me, Jerome, and you know why he hates me is because of the divorce.
Yeah. No, and that's why you have to be careful too about like, don't, you know, be, oh, like going up and down steps, make sure you hold the railing, because that's how a lot of people, you know, once they're in their 80s, when they'll fall and break a hip, and that's often how they wind up having to go to assisted living. So, you know, be careful about stuff like that too, and that'll give you your independence, you know.
God to lead and guide me in the direction that he knows is right for me, not what Bill knows or not what, you know, I want it to be God's decision.
And
God knows me, Jerome. He knows what I'm capable of or not.
And some people, you know, some people love assistance living. It can be nice. You don't have any responsibility. They clean up after you and there's lots of socializing, and they have game night, and they do little shopping trips.
Amazing there, Jerome.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, you know, if ever you wanted to move because you said, that sounds like fun. That sounds like fun for me to go, and I would love that. But if as long as you're saying you want to stay in your home, I want to support you. So.
And Jerome, don't Jeff pull anything over your eyes. Don't let him talk you into sending me off, okay?
No, I've definitely got my eyes open to him, Mom. He wouldn't be able to do that. You know, for many years, you told me, and I would try to defend him, but he's, in recent years, my eyes have opened. It started 10 years ago when we did some of those trips to Europe, and I saw how unreliable he could be and how kind of sneaky he could be. And so I'm on to him, so don't worry about that.
Okay. I love you, Jerome, and thank you for your love and support.
You're welcome. I love you, too. And just relax and don't even think about this anymore. All I'm saying is just be a little careful around him and just be aware and enjoy your supper. And I'll call you in a couple of hours before you go to bed and wish you good night.
Okay. I love you, too, hon. Thanks.
Good night. I mean, enjoy your meal and we'll talk in a couple of hours.
What,
hon? I said goodnight by accident. I was just saying, I didn't mean to say goodnight. I meant to say enjoy your supper and can't wait to talk in a couple of hours.
Okay, I love you too.
Good night. I mean, I did it again. Enjoy your supper.
I love you too, hon.
Bye. We'll talk soon. Bye.